Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 18. And Yahuwah said to Aharon,
"You and your sons and your father's house with you are to bear the wickedness against the Mikdash, and you and your sons with you are to bear the wickedness against your Kehunah. But bring with you your brothers of the tribe of Lewi too, the tribe of your father, to join you and serve you while you and your sons are with you before the tent of the witness. And they shall guard your charge and the duty of all the tent, but they do not come near the furnishings of the Kodesh place and the altar, lest they die, both they and you. And they shall be joined with you and guard the duty to the tent of appointment for all the service of the tent, but a stranger does not come near you. And you shall guard the duty of the Kodesh place and the duty of the altar, so that there be no more wrath on the children of Israel. And see, I myself have taken your brothers the Levites from the midst of the children of Israel, a gift to you given by Yahuwah to do the service of the tent of appointment. But you and your sons with you are to guard your Kehunah for all matters at the altar and behind the veil, and you shall serve. I have given you the Kehunah as a gift for service, but the stranger who comes near is put to death."
And Yahuwah spoke to Aharon,
"And see, I myself have also given you the charge of my contributions, all the Kodesh gifts of the children of Israel. I have given them to you for the anointing, and to your sons as a law forever. This is yours of the most Kodesh gifts from the fire, all their offerings, all their grain offerings, and all their sin offerings, and all their guilt offerings, which they render to me, are most Kodesh for you and your sons. Eat it in the most Kodesh place. Every male eats it. It is Kodesh to you. This also is yours, the contribution of their gift, with all the wave offerings of the children of Israel. I have given them to you and your sons and your daughters with you as a law forever. Everyone who is clean in your house eats it. All the best of the oil and all the best of the new wine and the grain, their first fruits which they give to Yahuwah, I have given them to you. The first fruits of all that is in their land, which they bring to Yahuwah, are yours. Everyone who is clean in your house eats it. All that is dedicated in Israel is yours. Everyone opening a womb of all flesh, which they bring to Yahuwah, whether man or beast, is yours. But the firstborn of man you shall certainly ransom, and the firstborn of the unclean beast you ransom, and ransom their ransomed ones when 1 month old, according to your valuation, 5 shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the Kodesh place, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstborn of a cow, or the firstborn of a sheep, or the firstborn of a goat, you do not ransom. They are Kodesh. Sprinkle their blood on the altar, and burn their fat as an offering made by fire for a sweet fragrance to Yahuwah. And their flesh is yours, as the wave breast and as the right thigh, it is yours. All the contributions of the Kodesh gifts, which the children of Israel present to Yahuwah, I have given to you and your sons and daughters with you as a law forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before Yahuwah, with you and your seed with you."
And Yahuwah said to Aharon,
"You are not to have an inheritance in their land, nor have any portion in their midst. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel. And see, I have given the children of Lewi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance in return for the service which they are serving, the service of the tent of appointment. And let the children of Israel no more come near the tent of appointment, lest they bear sin and die, because the Levites shall do the service of the tent of appointment, so they themselves bear their wickedness, a law forever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they are to have no inheritance, but the tithes of the children of Israel, which they present as a contribution to Yahuwah, I have given to the Levites as an inheritance. That is why I have said to them, among the children of Israel, they have no inheritance."
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the Levites and say to them, When you take from the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them as your inheritance, then you shall present a contribution of it to Yahuwah, a tenth of the tithe. And your contribution shall be reckoned to you as grain from the threshing floor and as filling from the winepress. Thus you also present a contribution unto Yahuwah from all your tithes which you receive from the children of Israel. And you shall give from it the contribution to Yahuwah, to Aharon the Kohen. From all your gifts you present every contribution due to Yahuwah, from all the best of them, the Kodesh part of them. And you shall say to them, When you have presented the best of it, then the rest shall be reckoned to the Levites as the yield of the threshing floor and as the yield of the winepress. And you shall eat it in any place, you and your households, for it is your reward for your service in the tent of appointment. And bear no sin because of it, when you have presented the best of it, and do not profane the Kodesh gifts of the children of Israel, lest you die.